Now, I'll give you this one too. The body that you have right now is the only one of the three to where you have to go through any pain. You will never go through pain with the other bodies. You will never, ever shed a tear as soon as you leave this body. God created us, and the scripture says that he created us for a purpose. And that purpose is he wants to love us. The purpose God created us for was for fellowship, for love. God wants us to love him back. Of all that he created, I remind you, only the human being, the Homo sapien, only the human being can reciprocate or can love back. God can love all other things that he's created, but he only gave the ability to return that love to man, to the human race. And God said, I've created you to fellowship with me. I want you to talk to me, and as a matter of fact, I will talk to you and give you direction for your life. Now, when you talk to me, I'll make your steps straight. When you talk to me and bring all your problems and cares to me, I will take care of those problems, and I am the one that will give you care. Now, what a Savior. What a God. What love. So God says, I want you to understand something about your existence. You're my most precious of all creation. So, Brother Larry, when Kathy says that you're precious, she's really talking about in God's sight. God tells us that we are precious and he loves us. Even if we're 75 years old, Brother Randy, God loves us, precious in his sight. We are his children. And he says, I will bring you peace when you're hurting inside. Why is it that we wait for so long to say, you know, all that's left is prayer. I got to go to God with this. Why didn't you go to him to begin with? Follow his direction. Follow his leadership. Receive his blessings. Get his courage. Your human courage will not be strong enough to take you through this life. You need more than that. And God says, I'm more. I will bring peace to you. So therefore, God created man, this earthly body, this human being standing here, and all of you all are created according to Scripture out of the dust of the earth. I believe that. I believe the Holy Word of God. I had a Bible up here that I keep all the time. They have to hide it because they clean this place so much. You see this? It's called the Holy Bible. In this book, you will find out everything you need to know about your life and then some. You will find out about history. You will find out about your future. You want to know your future? Read the book. There's no greater author than God himself. So God says, this is the book for your life. This is the book that's going to give you direction. So I want you to read it and understand. I have called you to be on the planet Earth. 1 Corinthians 15:47. The first man, that's Adam. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man, that's Jesus. From heaven. Man was created by the dust of the earth. Therefore, when man dies, the human body goes back to the dust. We got that? When Jesus was created, he was created from heaven. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, brought Jesus into Mary, his human mother, and Jesus was born of flesh, but Jesus is beginning started in heaven. There has never been a time, now you listen to me, there has never been a time before even existence that Jesus didn't exist. Jesus has always been. There's always been God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, was Jesus in the Old Testament era? Sure he was. Read the book. But then in order, because Adam messed everything up with sin, poor guy gets to blame for everything, don't he? And then what does he do when he's confronted by God? Oh, Lord, that woman you gave me, that's been going on ever since Garden of Eden. God says, though, here's the way it is. You created out of the dust, and to the dust you shall return. But, now listen, Christian, you're the only ones that get this. But you will never die. Because when you say yes to Jesus, you become spiritual. All are spiritual beings, but not all have the Holy Spirit of God lifting them on a daily basis. You must accept the Spirit of God. The invitation is thou. And then when I said yes to Jesus Christ, God let me know right then and there, and it's taken 3/4 of a century to get it through to me, but God lets me know that I am taking care of you. I'm going to get you out of that hurting body, Larry, and I got something special for you. God says this human body is for a time period. And he says 70, which is 70 years old. So 70 years old is the average, and he's saying, I don't want to put you through any more than that. But by his grace, you can extend, or that life is extended for his purpose or for the purpose of those that are around you. Your life has been extended because God sees that you are still going to contribute to somebody's life. Now, you get that, people. You understand that, well, you know, I don't know why God's left me here. How about he left you here for me? How about he left you here for someone else? Did you ever think about that? Don't argue that. Just be ready at any time. And when you're ready and you have the Spirit, then you are what we call born-again believer. Someone asked me, said, are you a born-again Christian? I didn't know there's any other kind. I had no idea that you could be any other kind of Christian other than born again, born from above, born anew, meaning accepting the Holy Spirit of Christ. That's what makes you a Christian. Therefore, with that power, God says, me living in you, I will give your physical body. I've given you a physical body because you're on earth. God always creates the kind of body you need for whatever place he's going to put you. He created all the bodies. He put scales on the fish. If y'all haven't read my pastor's lesson to live by for this past week, you need to read that about one of the inmates that I had that had scales and the odor and all of this. Read that and notice that when something is different or someone is different, those people separate from a society. Everyone will seek to get together in their own groups. That's normal, folks. It's going to happen. You're not going to stop that. I enjoy when I go out. I don't mind going into a bunch of inmates and witnessing for Christ. But if I'm going to go out for a pleasure type of meeting, I love to be around Christians. I love to be around Christians. So therefore, all you Christians get together. Well, we do until somebody rats us out and tells everybody that Christians are going to church again. We never stopped. We had to change a location for a time. And it's not going to happen here again. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. Okay. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The body is for the period of time that you're serving God on planet Earth. When you leave that body, you're not going to need it again the way that it is. It's broken. It's diseased. It can't do what it used to could do, can it? Again, no, brother. No, it can't. It's a human body. Then that body dies. Now, I'm a Christian. Me, Larry Vance, I'm not going to die. The body is. And we're going to stick it in a hole somewhere, a veteran cemetery. But that's not Larry Vance there. That's the body God gave me to be able to walk around on planet Earth. It's my Earth suit. If I'm going to outer space, I'm going to need the space suit. Earth suit. But you see, as soon, the scripture says, as the spirit leaves my body, God gives me a spiritual body. I've got a human body, and as soon as I separate from the human body, at whatever point that is, God introduces me to my new spiritual body. Now, in this spiritual body, at death, 1 Corinthians 15:44, it is sown natural body. I mean, when it dies, you put it in the ground. And Paul gives the whole illustration of the seed. The seed can't grow until it goes in the ground and it rots, and then it grows and it becomes bigger and better and something that you don't understand. You're not even sure the kernel of corns that are on each cob. You don't know this. But whatever it produces. So therefore, it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. Death instantaneously. You're not in the ground. No, you're in your spiritual body. If there is, listen, 1 Corinthians 15:44. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Now, some people say, I don't believe that. It's right here, folks. It's in the book. And you got a problem if you don't believe the Bible and profess to be a Christian. Well, I believe some of it. I believe every bit of it. And I believe also that I don't understand the majority of it. And I also know this. I don't have to understand it. Because you see, my salvation is based on my faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Not on my knowledge. Not on the wisdom of man. Matthew 17, verse 2. Now this is at the Mount of Transfiguration. You got Moses that's been dead 1,450 years or so. You got Elijah that's been dead about 850 years. And on a Mount of Transfiguration, as it's called or known as, Jesus goes up and he takes with him Peter, James, and John. That's his inner crew, those that he was with all the time, the inner crew of the 12 disciples. He takes them up. So they get on this mount, and I want you to notice what they witness. Jesus is showing us the natural body, and he's showing them this spiritual body. Now listen to this. Matthew 17, 2. There he was transfigured, Jesus. This is where the whole transfiguration took place. Before them, His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Not white as snow, white as light. He showed the spiritual body. You want to know something interesting? Everyone knew who he was. Peter, James, and John knew that it was Jesus. They saw him. They talked to him. They recognized him as Jesus in the spiritual body. Just like you will recognize one another, we will in our spiritual body. But that body is created by God for the spiritual realm. Now, that's not the end body. That's the body that we are in until Jesus comes again. But that spiritual body was well noticed by Peter, James, and John, because it was bright. And Peter, God bless him, Peter was just so overwhelmed with the sight of seeing. Well, you picture this. Peter recognized Moses and Elijah, 1,450 years dead, 850 years dead. And Peter said, Lord, it's exciting. Let us build three tents here. We'll take care of the building. Let's just stay right here. You catching that imagery? That's God overwhelming them with what was to come. How could you be afraid knowing that as soon as you step out of this body, you're stepping in to that beautiful, beautiful spiritual body that God has waiting just for you, and everybody's going to recognize you. Became as white as light. For many people have asked the question over the years, what about that? Why? Why would it be Moses and Elijah? Do you remember that Jesus had said there had to be a close? He would not do away with the law or the prophets, but he would complete the law and the prophets. Moses represented the law. Elijah, representation of the prophets. The two coming together with Jesus, who was sealing it all up in himself and bringing and issuing the New Testament church, causing us to be the generation of generations. We've been going on 2,000 years now. Of the generation most blessed. Woo! You know what that means? That means we are the generation of grace. The lot of law, not the prophets. Generation of grace. My grace, my peace I give you. Therefore, your body used up for the time I gave you to use it. Step out. Welcome to a spiritual body. Oh, that's awesome. You ain't seen nothing yet. That spiritual body that we're with God in heaven, yes. But it gets better. How in the world could it get better? You and I down here on earth right now, we're thinking how great it is to be able to have that spiritual body. And preacher, you talking about it gets better than that? Oh yeah, down here right now, I'm walking through the fire. You're walking through the fire. I got news for you. I know the one that's in charge of my walk through that fire. And I'll make it. So with you. It's a blessing direct from God. And I'll tell you about that last body. Brother Randy. All right. You've been through this earthly body. Now let me back up. I want to remind you of something. What God creates, God will not let be destroyed. Now are you catching me? God created this heavens and the earth. All that exists, God created. No man is not going to blow up the earth. That would be taking it out of the hands of God. Well, God will use man. Why? Why would God do that? To let man out of evil do that? No. Now, God may zap man out that's trying to do it. But no, God is in control and he will never lose control. Man does not have that power. And let me tell you something. When Adam sinned, because of that sin, you and I, in order to be with our Savior, had to leave this body because the body is sinful. But God is not going to allow the body to stay back in the clay or in the ground because he says, I did that creating, I'm coming, and I will recreate you into a body that's called a glorified body that can never ever die. A glorified body, that's your third body. Be proud, Christian, for you're the only ones, those who follow Jesus Christ. Now, folks, don't get me wrong on this. Listen to me. Jesus Christ had been followed throughout the Old Testament. All those who believe in the coming blood were those of the in the Old Testament that we read. They believed in the Christ to come. You and I believe in the Christ that is coming again. Christ came in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Now, push forward 2,000 years plus, and we have the glorified body at the resurrection. Philippians 3, 20 and 21, but our citizenship, you want to know why you're lonesome? You want to know why you're hurting here? You want to know why you can't seem to get satisfied? Nothing satisfies you. You're okay today, but tomorrow you'll have another bump in the road because you're not home yet. Our citizenship is in heaven. It's not on earth. And we eagerly await a Savior from there. Told you the one that came from there is the second Adam. The Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. That's the resurrection. Christ coming. The second coming of our Lord and Savior. At that time, the bodies of the dead in Christ shall rise first. The church shall rise first. The church will rise before the Old Testament prophets, even Moses. The church will rise first because you and I have been blessed to be in the day of grace, the generation of grace. 1 John 3:2. Dear friends, now we are children of God. Now listen to this. And what we will be has not yet been made known. There's a lot that we don't know. There is a lot that we don't understand. But there's something that you need to focus on. That's on your faith. That's on who you believe in. And my believing in Jesus Christ, I want you to know. But we know that when he appears, whew, it gets exciting for me, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now listen to me. In the Mount of Transfiguration, think of this again. Moses and Elijah, special men of God, special mission. They followed through the law and the prophets. But one thing they had never seen until the Mount of Transfiguration, they had never seen God face to face. You hear me? God is spirit, and he must be worshiped in spirit and in truth. And Jesus says, when you've seen me, you've seen my Father. Jesus is the face of God. And they got to see him. They waited a long time for that, didn't they? But they got to see God face to face. And knowing that he is God. Three bodies of man. Their earthly body, spiritual body, and a glorified body. That glorified body is powerful. You ought to read on that. Woo! Jesus just walking through walls. Jesus appearing, disappearing. Oh, he drove them crazy. Jesus says, I give you eternal life. And when I give you eternal life, it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name, thanking you, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy of the salvation. We ask now, Father, that as you touch our life from this point on, you will always, Father, give us the wisdom to proclaim your truth. Give us the courage to stand boldly in your truth. And remind us, Heavenly Father, to stick to your voice and your word, even unto death. Help us now, Father, as we walk among a world that hates your name, despises your people, and realizing that's nothing new. For if they hated you, they will hate your children. But encourage us, Father, to stand strong, to stand firm, and to stand in your love. For we ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.